wanted to start by asking you to characterize the race in its general terms. What's happening and who is confronting who?
Well, what you've got is a five-member board that runs this fire district that covers a broad area around Bodega Bay, and three of the members are running for re-election. Normally, this is a very routine kind of event, and these board members have been on for many years, some 10 years, a couple have been on nearly 20 years. And kind of out of the blue this year, you had a slate of three challengers, newer residents who've never served on the board before, and they're challenging these incumbents at the behest of the firefighters, which is unusual because the board runs the district, the firefighters work for the district, and the firefighters themselves have asked these challengers to step forward.
So the firefighters are unhappy. What are they unhappy about?
A lot of things, actually. The biggest issue is that the district is running out of money. It's been running at a deficit. The problem is it's an enormous district, just physically, but there are hardly any people out there. You know, it's mostly pasture and park and tourist areas, and there just isn't enough money to provide a full-service fire department. As it is right now, they only have three staff on at a time, firefighters and paramedics, to cover this entire area, and that's simply not enough to deal with in a major emergency. And if they don't, if nothing changes, if they can't find a new source of money, they're going to run out of money in the middle of 2015 and have to lay off staff. And it doesn't make anybody happy, but the firefighters basically argue that the old board members have been very slow to react to this crisis and come up with creative ways of trying to raise some money.
So they are assuming or hoping that a clean slate would have a better luck with that?
Well, what's interesting about the whole thing is nobody disagrees what the problem is. They all agree that the money's running out. They don't really disagree on what to do about it in the short term, and that would be to raise the tax on each house and business in the area. Right now, it's $524 a year on each home, and there's more for commercial properties, but that gives you an idea of how big it is, and that's the highest fee in the county. What they want to do on a special ballot in April would be ask voters if they would raise that to $724, which would be among the highest fees in the whole state. But even that doesn't fix the problem. That only stalls them running out of money for about another 4 years. And so the question is, what do you do then?
One thing that's being talked about, I understand, is looking to the county for a bigger slice of the bed tax revenues.
Absolutely. It's called the transient occupancy tax, and tourists pay that on every night in a bed and breakfast or inn or hotel. The county has given the fire district some money, about almost $200,000 over the last 3 years out of this TOT money, but that's supposed to go for equipment and training. It does not go for, you know, operation salaries, that kind of thing. And the county is concerned about starting to give this stuff away. You know, it's a big, big part of the county budget. And if you give it to Bodega Bay, well, then Russian River is going to want some. And, you know, all these different fire districts and other small entities that dot the county are going to want a piece of it. So the county's been very reluctant to do that.
And that's the bigger question here, isn't it? A lot of small rural fire districts are in or approaching the same status.
Virtually all of them, yeah. I mean, some are in slightly better positions than others. Some have lower fees. You have a lot more ability to raise the fee. But essentially, the problem is the same in all of these areas in that it costs just as much to hire a firefighter and buy an engine in Bodega Bay or Russian River as it does in downtown Santa Rosa. But Santa Rosa's got the tax base to pay for it. And these little fire districts scattered out, particularly in the West County, but it's true everywhere, really can't afford it. It's not a sustainable model, and nobody's quite sure what to do about it.
In Bodega Bay, at least, the problem is compounded by the fact that the majority of their calls aren't about fires at all, but they're rescue work.
Right. So the funny thing is that's true in virtually all rural fire districts, is essentially their ambulance services with fire engines. The vast majority are medical calls, and so it works fine. I mean, you got three people on, that's okay. It's not ideal. But what happens when you do have a major, say, a major accident, a major fire, like you saw in the harbor the other day, a boat burned, and they were able to keep other boats from burning, but they really weren't able to attack the flames in the boat itself, and that's happened in a couple of occasions in houses where they basically have not been able to save the house. The best they can do is keep the rest of the neighborhood from burning down while they wait for help from other fire companies in the area. The problem is there's just no way the residents of that area can raise enough money to have a, you know, fire department that can handle it. They're all interdependent on these little rural departments. It's very, very expensive to run these things.
Given Sonoma County's far-flung geography, how much benefit would the notion of consolidation really yield?
Well, it could, because I mean, they could share equipment, share staff. I mean, up until a couple of years ago, Bodega Bay, in fact, shared a chief with Russian River, but the two boards couldn't agree on renewing the contract, so that lapsed. But that would save some money. There's been some talk about actually trying to consolidate these districts into regional or countywide kind of fire districts, so that, say, you know, the people of Santa Rosa or Sonoma, where there is a tax base, might help subsidize some of these smaller districts. And that's the way a lot of jurisdictions do it. But the problem is, these are essentially independent governments. Each of these little districts has an elected board, has tax power. It almost functions like a little town. And so dissolving these things is politically and logistically very difficult, and people might not want to lose that kind of local control.
Sounds like it'll be an interesting issue, regardless of how the election comes out.
It is. It's something worth paying attention to, because this is an issue for every rural fire company, essentially in the state, but certainly in Sonoma County.
Sean, thanks very much for taking some time to talk with us.
My pleasure.